Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
You know, we have so many things taking place right now, don't we, in the news, in the venue of what would be classified as news. It's difficult to keep up. I always say that, of course. We're within shooting distance, about a week before Christmas. Want to thank you for your support. Thank you so much for your belief and trust in this platform. I'm going to tell you right now, we appreciate each and every one of you because of a number of things. I'll tell you what, Christmas cards this year, I apologize. Usually we send them out, but with the work we've been doing, and this is a reason, not an excuse, I guess, but I wanted to reach out to everyone who sent even $5 to us, and as a thank you, because without your help, we couldn't be engaged in working with groups that are really making a difference in children's lives and women's lives and human trafficking victims' lives, and we appreciate that. I'm proud to announce that we just received, Eric the Tech, myself, the Hagman PI platform just received our license renewal in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, elsewhere as well, for investigative work. And of course, you know, it's sort of a given, at least in Pennsylvania. You pay the fee, you get the license, as long as you have everything else, the bond in place and such. But in other states, it's different. You know, a lot of times when you push back against traffickers, you really don't make a lot of friends. The last person, many, many times, that wants to hear about human trafficking is the district attorney, especially when it comes to, when I say human trafficking, I'm talking about the child sex trafficking and the satanic ritual abuse that accompanies that. They'll take kidnapping charges or they'll take abuse charges, but when you combine any kind of satanic ritual abuse in there, covens that are that exist, and you might think, wow, that's really crazy. Well, it sounds crazy, but it's true. See, no one wants to prosecute in that lane, but we've been busy there. All that to say, we're a very small operation, and in lieu of Christmas cards, if you can accept from the bottom of our hearts a very, very Merry Christmas, our wishes to you for a Merry Christmas and a safe Christmas. Thank you. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts. And, we also want to thank our sponsors as well. You know, we've got some people stepping up and sponsoring this program, including SavePowerBills.com, SavePowerBills.com. You know, my wife came to the studio and took the little box that I hold up that comprises what I'm talking about. And everyone is talking about these now. I'm telling you, I don't know what's up, except this is a great deal. Energy bills rising at a historic rate, and there's no end in sight. If you talk to enough people, you're going to soon realize that nearly everyone is shocked at their recent electricity bills. My goodness, some studies reveal energy costs have skyrocketed by as high as 60% in just 2 years, in a couple of years. Folks, and it's only going to get worse. That's why tens of thousands are installing. If you look on your screen, and if you're driving, you can't look on your screen, obviously. Or if you're listening to this by way of podcast, go to HagmanPI.com and click on this part to take a look. Or better yet, just go to SavePowerBills.com. But this little device, people are tens of thousands, they're plugging this little device to help slash their energy bills. And it's a very sophisticated gadget that establishes that stabilizes electrical currents, reduces dirty electricity. And what it does is help protect your appliances and electronics. You just plug it into your home's wall outlet and dramatically lower your energy costs. It kind of makes things right with your circuitry, your wiring. I'm telling you, it works. I don't know how, but it works. We've seen a reduction, probably close to, personally, I'm going to say somewhere pretty close to 20%. And the only thing different that we've done, even with some decorative lights, is the installation of this device, savepowerbills.com. Folks, I'm going to tell you, countless five-star reviews back up what I'm talking about, to back up the notion that this device is one of the most efficient ways to save money while beating the power companies at their own game. But there's more. If you put your order in right now, I'm not sure if you can get it before Christmas, but you know what? Try. And even if you don't, hand the person a note saying it's coming, okay? I'm serious. Because this, if I didn't already have these, I would say, look, I don't care if you order them on Christmas Eve. This is what I want. Because this is a gift that keeps on giving. But if you place your order now, you're going to get 65% off, fast shipping within the USA, hassle-free returns. Last but not least, a 60-day money-back satisfaction guarantee. Simply go to savepowerbills.com, take advantage of this limited-time deal before they sell out. Once again, that's savepowerbills.com. That's savepowerbills.com. Order now and provide your home with a smooth electric current for help with dramatically lower energy bills. It works. It works. I'm telling you, it works. I've been getting emails about this. All right. One thing I want to start off with, and I've got Randy Taylor on deck here. Before I bring him on, I just want to start off with this. Folks, we have, again, so much news. And of course, look, you know, Breitbart did an article about, I think this weekend or even early this morning, about the sex scandals of the Democrats. Now, look, the way I look at it is this, because we are in the field. By the way, Randy Taylor is in the field. Eric the Tech is in the field. An absolute great drone operator, by the way. You like doing that, don't you?
Absolutely.
I'm telling you, man. You can land a drone on your head. And we have been, well, where was I going with all of this? I've just got so much on my mind. Okay. Randy Taylor is with us. What did I send you? Okay. Let's start off with this. I was talking about the sexual scandals, but it's both Republican and Democrats. Okay. Forget about the party affiliations. It's both Republicans and Democrats. It's everyone in power, it seems, they've got some sort of compromise behind them, literally and figuratively. The latest, of course, in the Senate chambers, I made some comments on Twitter and some other social media sites. I'm telling you what, we have turned into this godless nation. And of course, you saw, folks, the Iowa, the satanic display in Iowa. A gentleman going in there and decapitating the Baphomet, the satanic figure. You know, at the very same time, and of course he'll be charged, I'm sure. But at the very same time, you're seeing in Arlington a Confederate statue that offends the left. Being removed by crane. That's happening this week. I think it begins today, or it's already begun, or perhaps it's already done. And that's changing history, of course. But that's okay. But my gosh, you know, the Iowa satanic thing, you know, that's horrible. But again, forgetting about that, although that does have, and I'll say this, there is a connection between that, the satanic displays, the satanic groups, the satanic pushers and you heard Liz Crokin on this program with Pizzagate, and of course the artwork of the Podestas and the spirit cooking of Marina Abramovic. And, of course, again, going back to Pizzagate, you know, the interesting, very curious postings by James Alefantis. Folks, all of this is connected. And those who don't see this, sadly, are going to, if you're not seeing this, it's my view, your head's not in the Bible. Your head is not in the spiritual realm of things. And especially at this time of year, you know, I look at my grandchildren real quick. I look at my grandchildren and they went on most of my grandchildren went on a little journey yesterday just to see some. Eric, how would you describe it? It was in this area. We've got a couple of commercial establishments where they've got Christmas trees. And how would you describe?
Just a Christmas walkthrough.
Yeah, Christmas walkthrough. Thank you. I thought maybe you'd say something like an insane amount. A lot of kids. God bless Eric. God bless my daughter and my wife who took them. Meanwhile, I'm working on book number three yesterday. But I looked at my grandchildren when they arrived at my home with my wife and with Eric and with Josh and I'm thinking to myself, you know, even though I'm not going, this is what celebrating the birth of our Savior, even though it's not the right time of year, but celebrating the birth of our Savior is so very important. And the magic that goes along with this time of year with children, it's just so beautiful to see. And to think about the children who don't have that opportunity, that are being trafficked, that are being abused, that are being held. It's heartbreaking. I often think of Afia. Folks, we still haven't been successful in reuniting Afia with her children. And those of you, if you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you can search APPHIA in the search engine at Rumble and it'll come up, or at HagmanPI.com it'll come up. And it just tears up my heart because the people in power, judges, district attorneys, people from Hollywood, it's just heartbreaking, especially at this time of year. Now, we do have certain things in motion that I can't talk about, but we are attempting to rectify that. Just keep shatterops.org, this platform and the people who work with Craig Sawyer and others, keep them, and especially Afia and her children, in your prayers. Please, I ask that you do that. All right. Before we go to the video, Randy Taylor, how are you, sir?
Okay, buddy. Hanging in there, getting ready for Christmas. It's coming on closely. And
I want to thank you, by the way, for a couple of things. I want to thank you for hanging with me all of the shows that we've done.
Oh, buddy, you don't have to say thank you. Thank you for allowing me to share this platform with you.
Well, you know what? We've been together now for two decades, and
we've covered a bit of ground, sir.
Yeah, different states, different states of the U.S. and different states of mind, but. Yeah. And I also want to thank you for your patience today as we,
no worries.
John Moore is supposed to join us today. I think he might have, forgotten or had other plans, but, you and I want to start off with this, RT, unless you've got anything to open up with. Do you have anything to open up with or?
No, I was, mentioning e-saver. The electrical thing. Those things are really cool. Those are really cool. They're really cool and they work. My dad had one and I was impressed with it.
I made me a believer, you know, just looking at the bills.
It's really cool because they're just tearing us up on electric. Their cost to produce electric really doesn't go up, but they sure turn around and stab them. And folks like in Canada, you're getting that carbon tax on top of everything.
I know.
Oh my God.
And it's based. Isn't that based on the bottom line electric bill?
I believe so. It's it is based on the bill. It's
usage.
I'm not sure, but it's a line item in your bill. It's just crazy. Wow. It's crazy. They're just taking it away. You know, I don't. You know, they want to kill fossil fuels, and it's like, you know what? Niagara Falls isn't going to generate all the electricity we need. You know, I mean, this is nuts. So I just wanted to say that on behalf of the sponsor, and thank you to the sponsor. That's really cool what they're offering. And the other thing I wanted that you mentioned the how that senator. They gave us all a big speech about how sacred the Senate is. It's like sacred ground.
Yeah.
And then he has his aide do the gay porno flick in there.
Oh, man, you know.
I was like, you got a lot of nerve getting up and preaching to us about sacred ground. Oh, Ben Cardin.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the Democrat from Maryland. And that's not, like Doug said, that's not limited to just the Democrats. It's just when they do it, it's a real doozy.
They go all in. I mean,
man, I'll tell you what, I couldn't believe he was up there because I caught his speech, you know, where he's preaching to everybody.
Right.
And I'm like, you have got some nerve there, mister. You know,
the person that was on the subject of that video is claiming homophobia. Okay. I mean,
oh yeah. What's his name? Aiden Mace.
I couldn't pronounce the last name. Hyphenated last name. I don't know.
Zarovsky perhaps.
Yeah. I don't know.
Zarovsky. But I just couldn't believe what we were saying, what we're hearing. The depravity in our world today blows me away.
Exactly.
It just blows me away. What's the sexual deviation? You know, I don't, the sexual abuse of children and the market that it is, there's a market you wouldn't believe. These children, they're a commodity, folks. You know, we're not talking about just a couple of kids missing, ended up on a milk carton. We're not talking about that. We're talking about serious, hardcore, like buying cans of corn. You know what I mean? This is serious. I saw a few things over the last couple of days that just, we're not doing enough. We're not doing enough.
No, we're not.
And part of it will start with closing that damn border. That border needs to be closed. Now, they can close it, or it's going to come down to the United States people. We, the people, are going to have to go down and close it. I was just glanced up today at the television show. I think it was Fox. 54,000 people in the last few days.
I think we might have a video clip taken by... I know Michael Young posted it. I'm not sure who took the video.
You're talking about a stadium full. That's 54,000 will fill a stadium.
Exactly. And this is exactly what you're talking about. Can we roll video? I think that's...
I didn't know it was on show prep, Chief. I just did something that was troubling me.
Yeah, that one. Go ahead. Folks, watch this. This was this past week.
As Congress prepares for the holiday recess, the activity at the border shows no signs of slowing down. In Piedras Negras, a shelter meant for providing refuge has been transformed into a stash house, witnessing a constant stream of migrants departing its doors. The troubling reality is that these migrants are given precise GPS coordinates to guide them to the shelter, as well as instructions on where to illegally cross the border. Despite the chilly weather and drizzle, migrants are let out of the shelter in the early hours of Thursday morning like clockwork. They are directed towards a specific crossing point, where they will undertake their illegal journey into Eagle Pass, Texas. Once on the U.S. side, the migrants are guided to a staging area underneath International Bridge 2, carefully kept out of sight from the general public and the majority of the media. The processing center in Eagle Pass was designed to accommodate approximately 1,500 migrants, yet it has consistently held over 4,000 individuals, straining its resources beyond capacity. Due to the overwhelming numbers, some migrants are being transported directly to nearby stations in Comstock, Del Rio, or Laredo for processing. These individuals, many of whom are still soaked from crossing the Rio Grande earlier in the day, are provided with clothing such as gray warm-ups. Once the migrants complete the processing, they are released to NGOs, who assist with further transportation deeper into the United States. Unfortunately, those without financial means are being released onto the streets, leading cities like Del Rio to issue safety alerts to their citizens. The situation at the border continues to unfold, highlighting the challenges and complexities faced by both migrants and border communities. Reporting from Piedras Negras and Eagle Pass, Auden Cabello.
And that was posted, although not taken, that was posted by Michael Yon on X or Twitter. And then RT and folks.
We can't continue at that, right? No, we cannot do that. We cannot.
Not at all. And I don't know how many people saw this. This was early this morning, I think. Maybe Sunday, unstoppable wave of migrants in Texas forces Border Patrol checkpoint closures.
Those right there were what you were saying was economic migrants.
Yes,
it's not even touching the military age migrants that we're really concerned with. Look, I'm sorry that these people got problems in their land, but stay home and fix it. I would rather that the U.S. aided them from a distance. I would rather that we sent billions of aid instead of the Ukraine. Ship it to some of these southern countries. We cannot do this. We can't take care of our own. This has to stop. This has to stop.
There's 67,000 right in total right now in Chicago.
Doug, I can't understand this. This you can tell this is part of the globalist plan.
Yes.
If you have any doubt in your mind, and you have any, you think we're paranoid or anything, please just look at a film of that. We are not paranoid. We are very well in tune with what's going on. It's just, we don't know what to do about it. that wouldn't put us in jail.
Folks, I'd like to read your comments about this issue. And I know RT and Eric, we all would. Leave your comment. Subscribe to our Rumble channel.
Please.
And leave your comment there. I'd like to know your thoughts on how to fix this.
If there's an attorney even out there,
yeah,
get a hold of us. Doug and I were talking, and there's got to be something in the Constitution. You know how you can play the legal game and get something that might not exactly sound like it to fit? There's got to be something in there to where America can protect its borders. And if the government fails to do so, can the people do so? Because I'll tell you right now, glancing at these videos, I don't think we'd have any trouble putting together 2 or 3 million people to police the border. I really don't. And well, I'll bet you we would find financial aid for it, too.
You know,
this affects everybody.
It does. And I have to say that Abbott is a WTFer, okay, or WEFer. It's hard for me to really understand why he would allow, you know, where is the Texas National Guard aside from helping the...
Well, the Arizona National Guard's gonna, I read something where the gal, that she's a Democrat. She's going to activate the Arizona National Guard to the border.
Yeah, Katie Hobbs stole the election from Carrie Lake.
But she's a Democrat.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? This affects everybody, though. Yeah, but there comes a point when, for present day, enough is enough. Because her citizens,
yep.
And when you say citizens, remember that her voters are the ones that are going to have crimes committed against them. You stick all these people on the street with nothing and then ask why they steal?
Of course.
I mean, what else are they to do? If I had to feed my family and I begged and begged and begged and nobody would help me, I'll tell you right now, I'd steal it. If I have to feed my family, absolutely. Know it. I wish these people, I really wish they'd stay in their countries and work on a solution. We put every one of them back on a box. And that's what we need. Put them all on buses and take them, ride them right back into Mexico. Just drive right through the gate. And what are they going to do about it? We got to come up with something. Like be shooting them over the border in a cannon.
Day one of Biden's residency, he stopped the Remain in Mexico. That was President Trump's, hey, you know what? You want asylum, you stay in Mexico, and you wait your turn through the proper legal channels.
Yes.
Okay, that was...
Try coming over the northern border, Doug.
Oh.
Are you kidding me?
But it's too cold, obviously.
But I'm saying, nobody's going to... They're not going to let you in.
No, they're not. Now there are places up in the north where there's free passage, but we won't get.
Well, there are some great Indian trading routes.
Yes, yes.
You know, because there's a lot of stuff actually moves across the border that they just let it happen. It's easier to let it happen, like cigarettes and things like that. It's just easier to do it that way than to try and stop it.
Yeah, and a lot of people aren't familiar with that. Yeah, there's a great tobacco industry. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Huge. And here's the thing. It's white people that are going to the Indian reservations and buying the cigarettes, and they're name brand cigarettes. That's the thing.
Yep.
You know, they're name brand, but you're buying it at about 60% of what you would pay at a store. People are going to jump on that.
I noticed in New York, just from people telling me that expense has gone up. I mean, the price has gone up, but
still cheaper.
but the one thing that caught my attention on this. Okay, so people were talking, of course, about, well, Trump didn't build any kind of wall or physical border or anything like that. Okay. And he really didn't get anything done until the final year of his presidency, which is true for the most part. President Trump erected just over 450 miles of border barrier. Okay, this is new. And this is per the Customs and Border Protection. But most of it was, when I say new, part of that was upgrading some existing wall. The reason I say it was all new is when you've got these small, almost like a chicken wire fence, and you put up Trump's wall, okay, you might as well say it's a new wall.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
But he's responsible for 450 miles of it, and a secondary wall, which was only about 33 miles, but he was fighting every regulatory agency there was. But opening up the border was Biden's first, yes, really first order of business. And even before he was sworn in, one thing Biden did was he would nominate Mayorkas, of course, to lead the Department of Homeland Security, and he's a Cuban immigrant. But he ran Obama's U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Service, okay, when Obama was president. And he was eventually promoted to Deputy Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Now, during the tenure in Obama's reign, the DHS Inspector General found that he was abusing, Mayorkas was abusing the visa program to benefit wealthy, well, I'm going to say Republicans and Democrats, but specific Democrats such as Terry McAuliffe, Ed Rendell, and Harry Reid. So that's something that, if you've got a need, like we saw in that video, that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Every single person that's had a crime committed against them by these people, by these immigrants, you need to start suing DHS and sue Mayorkas personally. Name him personally in the suit.
Yes.
Okay, but sooner or later, it's going to land in front of a judge that's going to make it stick. You might have to go to court 10 times just to get somebody to say, okay, we'll hear this case. Keep doing it. Somebody has to bring these people down.
They do.
Somewhere, somehow, there is a judge somewhere, somehow, that will listen to the case and do the right thing. Don't give up. But I tell you right, the only thing that these ass clowns understand is when you go to take their paycheck. And that's why you name them personally in every lawsuit. Always name a person in the lawsuit. Even if you're going after a company, you name people personally. You'll find that people get really wanting to work with you when they see their name on a lawsuit slammed on the desk.
I would hope that there would be some attorneys out there who would...
Yes.
Who would want to spend some time taking care of this.
Something. This has got to stop. We can't sustain this. No, they're always talking about sustainability, the globalist sustainability. Say it one more time. I watched a loop the other day where somebody threw it. It looked like a pie or something to hit Bill Gates in the head with it. Even with his security and everything, I saw this little clip. I mean, I put that on loop. I can't see that enough.
That was a number of years ago.
Yeah, that is. But I saw it again. That popped up again on Twitter, I think it was. Man, I wish I had that on a screen in my house. I am so tired of these globalists. I'm absolutely done. It's time to move it up a notch. We've got to do something. Something. Okay? And we know where they're at every February, ladies and gentlemen. Somebody talk to me. Somebody with some resources. Come talk to me. Send an email, please.
I'm okay with that. Davos is in the valley. Mm-hmm. And boy.
There's only one way in and one way out, Doug.
Exactly.
Why are billions of us taking crap off a couple thousand. These people are worms. These people want to hurt you, kill you, poison you. Yeah. Lord knows they've been screwing you. When is enough enough?
Thank you.
When Klaus Schwab shows up at United Nations, why don't we do anything about it? Why are we not greeting him in New York?
Come on, people. If he ever sets foot in the United States, we ought to make it so uncomfortable for him.
It'll be hell him just getting to United Nations. And good luck staying in a hotel, little mister.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm done. Doug, I've told you a billion times. I wish I was 20 years younger and I was still physically able. I would do the time so that my country would be free of this garbage.
Well, brother, this caught my attention.
I'm not advocating violence, sir.
No, you know what?
I want to be clear on that, Doug. You know me. I'm not advocating violence for those that are listening.
I think people who say we are,
they don't know us.
They don't know us. And by the way, to the moron out there who thinks, struggling for a triple digit IQ apparently. Okay, saying that we're operational assets for the FBI. We were, but not on January 6th.
It's been, it's been 2009 was the last time I ever talked. Yeah, it is the last time I talked to anybody from the federal government.
Yeah.
So, for somebody to say that really pisses me off. And I think you're a little worm.
Yeah,
I know you're watching, and you're going to run to Twitter and post it. Post it, you little jerk. You're a punk. I dare you to come and say it to my face. You little punk. You're a punk. You are a punk. If I ran into you on the street, they could get me up out of my wheelchair. I guarantee I'd still kick your ass.
I know you would.
Talking about my friend, what he's saying about Doug? Don't you think if he's an operational asset, I would know about it? You know what? Screw you, pal. If you're looking for followers, why don't you post something productive? You can't even tell by your post if you're a patriot or not. You know who I'm talking about, you little worm.
This moron pops up every once in a while, right?
Seriously. We get emails about it because we don't sit here and watch this jerk. And we get emails about it, and he's doing it again. You know what? You are my daughter. Kick your ass.
Oh, she would. She'd kick both of our asses.
there is that, I always said I wanted either the belle of the ball, which she is, or she'd kick your ass right off this planet. She can do that. Okay, so this puke on Twitter, and if you see him, folks, hammer him for us. Let him know that you know Doug and I. He's trying to make Doug out to be like Ray Epps.
Exactly.
And we all know, damn it, that Doug is not an operational asset for anything in the federal government. I'm telling you, if he was, but Doug, that was 15 years ago.
Right.
It's not even relevant. We were out there. The only reason we were working with the feds then is because we had a common enemy, which was Al-Qaeda. We did that to protect our fellow human beings, our brothers, our sisters. We put our asses in there. And we did what the FBI couldn't do. They weren't able to do. They weren't allowed to go on those farms.
And you, we both, but you especially paid a big price for it.
We paid a huge price. I lost. I can't even begin to tell you what I lost.
I know.
But my country, and that's what makes me so angry about what's going on in this country, is we've given so much. Doug and I both have given so much for this country. And it just makes me so angry at what I'm seeing.
And then
for that little snot on Twitter to disrespect us like that, shame on you.
And then shame on you, little mister. Called sedition hunters, which I shouldn't even give them.
What exactly is a sedition hunter?
It's a group of volunteers who are trying to, you know, anyone who ever thought about going to Washington, D.C. is an enemy of the...
Oh, you mean like a Palestinian protester? Surely you made a mistake there, sir. You must have been talking about the guys with the kill Israel flags and promoting Hamas. Those guys, yeah. Of course, but you know, there's no federal warrants going out for that one. There's no sedition hunters hunting that one. It just shows you it's all political. It shows you it's all crap. It's unbelievable. I can't. The double standards in this country are sickening.
Did you switch to my blend of coffee this morning?
Yeah, I think I got some Detective's Blend this morning because I'm wild. So. I'm just, you know, it's the end of the year, and you know what I feel like? I feel like Michael Corleone when he says tonight all the family's business will be settled, and then he goes to church. That's how I feel.
I love it, man. Folks, Randy Taylor, RT at Hagman.
That's a little bit of Italian in my blood.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of that, movies, The Godfather, I was getting in the Christmas spirit a little bit this weekend during downtime. Of course, it was like 3 in the morning. So I threw some Christmas videos on. Okay.
All right on.
Lethal Weapon and Die Hard. Lethal Weapon 2, Die Hard 2.
They do have a Christmas background. Got the
Christmas
right.
Spirit.
Yep. That's how you do it. That's how you do it.
And for good measure, I topped it off with Death Wish.
There you go.
But I did find this video. What you were talking about just moments ago. Folks, watch this. The question is, why do so few pay attention to this? It affects every person listening and watching this broadcast. Eric the Tech, this is video number one. Please play this. It's a minute and a half.
Instead of working together to push Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum plan based on United Nations policies, work together instead for our country. Klaus Schwab's life by subscription, quote, is really serfdom. It's slavery. Billionaire globalist corporations will own everything. Homes, factories, farms, cars, furniture. And everyday citizens will rent what they need. If their social credit score allows. The plan of the Great Reset is that you will die with nothing. To pull off this evil plan, Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum will need to take more than just material possessions from Australians. Senators in this very chamber today who support the Great Reset threaten our privacy, freedom, and dignity. Yes, they're in this Senate chamber. One Nation vehemently opposes the Great Reset, the Digital Identity Bill, theft of agricultural land use, forcing farmers off their land, and all of the Great Reset. One Nation has a comprehensive plan to bring our beautiful country back to sustainable prosperity. And in the months ahead, we will be rolling that plan out. Instead of LibLab pushing Klaus Schwab's Great Reset with the tagline, "You will own nothing and be happy," One Nation advocates the Great Resist. We stand for a world where individuals and communities have primacy over predatory globalist billionaires and their quisling bureaucrats, politicians, and mouthpiece media. One Nation accepts the challenge to provide a better future for everyday Australians. We have one flag, we are one community, and we are one nation.
See, that you were talking about that, RT, okay? Mm-hmm. Every person in power, every person at every level of power should be saying, look, we're not going to take this crap. And I love your passion. Hold that passion just for a second, because I want to thank those who support this broadcast. Yeah. God bless every one of you. And my heart is—I tell you what—I just thank you. And that goes to the people, the corporations who stepped up and said, you know what, we're not sponsor them. And I would ask that you support our sponsors, such as virtualshield.com/HagmanVPN. Okay. Because folks, I know you've seen this. How many times have you seen ads or pop-ups or on websites and social media about things that you just talked about? Maybe you were by your phone or by your computer or even by your TV. It happens. It's real and it's creepy. It's as creepy as it sounds. You know, phone manufacturers have confirmed that your phone listens to and uses that information to build customer marketing profiles to show you relevant ads. That's the good side, in quotation marks, okay? Our phones basically come with adware pre-installed, surveillance infrastructure pre-installed. That's why tens of thousands protect their privacy with Virtual Shield. Virtual Shield is an all-in-one security suite with their flagship military-grade VPN, identity theft protection, and much more. It offers unlimited bandwidth, device support that allows you to have a seamless and secure browsing experience all across your devices. Folks, I use this, Eric. Let me tell you something. It makes the world of difference. Especially if you do things like online banking and no matter what you do, even if you don't do that, even if you just browse the internet or have a smartphone or a phone, or hey, you got to protect your privacy. This is the way to do it. I promise you, this is the way to do it. It has industry-leading kill switch technology that ensures your data stays encrypted even if the VPN's connection drops. Now, many don't have that. This does. Or some don't have that. This does. Most importantly, Virtual Shield has a strict no-log policy to help guarantee your online activities remain confidential. Folks, now is the best time ever to get Virtual Shield because every new sign-up, they get a 60-day. You'll get a 60-day risk-free trial, unlimited data across unlimited devices, access to Virtual Shield's 24/7 customer support, and much more. So, folks, please do this. Please sign up today. This does make a good Christmas gift as well, because it's, folks, if I can manage this, install and do it, and work with it, you can too. Trust me on that. Sign up today for free before this offer ends by going to, you ready? virtualshield.com/HagmanVPN. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/HagmanVPN. And all the links to our sponsors are in the description box right below or within the description of the video. So thank you for that. But RT, that lawmaker from Australia talking about this, the plans they have for us, your passion against this. Why aren't more people passionate?
Because a lot of them don't even know about it. They're busy with life. And the government does their share of keeping distractions in front of you on the news. You know, so you're worried about something else if you're even bothered getting worried about things. But anybody that has children and grandchildren and isn't ready to take Klaus Schwab on personally, there's something wrong with you. Or you're unaware. Or you're an idiot. Which one is it? You don't know? You don't want to know? Talk to me.
Yeah.
You need to know. You need to know. You need to know. You need to pay attention. Okay, they are planning on imprisoning your children and your grandchildren. Open air prisons, 15-minute cities. They won't even be able to come and see you. You get that? Do you understand that? And if you don't believe what I'm telling you, all you simply have to do is just, you know what? Just go anywhere. And I would go to Rumble, punch in World Economic Forum as a search term, or Klaus Schwab, okay, as a search term, and you're going to find out really quick who these evil people are. These are disciples of Satan. There is no nice way to talk about these people. Nothing. They're evil. Evil, evil, evil. They want you dead. They want to take your possessions. They want to enslave you. They want to feed you food that's grown in a laboratory, not on a farm. They are trying to convince the world that we're all going to die because of cow farts. Really? You know what? Every time Klaus Schwab steps up there, immediately jumps to mind, I know one source of CO2 that could be gone. I'm telling you, that guy, his father was a Nazi. I know you hear that all the time. Well, his people are Nazis. He's the Antichrist. No, his father was a Nazi. He doesn't try and hide it. And he acts just like, this is like the Fourth Reich. You read about the Third Reich? Please tell me you went to history class. Okay. There was this dude named Hitler. Okay. Start there. Well, in the social circles, Klaus Schwab's daddy was way up there. Like him and Hitler were in the same room like many times. Okay.
Yeah.
And he,
with industry as well. I mean, yes. Big time industry.
Because he's trying to call it the fourth industrial revolution. Listen to the guy. If he doesn't make you want to vomit just the way he talks like a Nazi, he acts like a Nazi, he has plans like a Nazi, he's bought off your politicians, okay? The Canadian government is infiltrated. It's a bunch of them.
You know, you've got Trudeau, which was a disciple of Schwab. You've got, who's that, Freeland?
Chrystia Freeland, yeah.
Her grandfather was a Nazi?
Yeah.
Right,
and you wonder if she'll do anything for Ukraine.
Yeah,
anything. Okay, and you really have got to look at these people that support Ukraine. You need to start looking at them. Okay, no, that is a Nazi hotbed,
man.
Ukraine, it is the wash machine. It is the wash machine for any money on the Eastern Bloc.
The more I learn about Ukraine,
unbelievable.
You're 100% correct. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I was sent this book, folks. If you haven't read this book, Breaking Biden, okay,
would love to.
I was sent this book by a physician, a patriot doctor, James, thank you. And the Ukrainian Nazi Biden family connections. Oh my goodness, I had no idea. I mean, you can, and
not just Biden. Bush was the same way.
Bush too. Yes. And Obama.
We don't do a very good job of vetting these people that we're allowing in the White House. We're not doing a very good job of it, people.
No.
Obama, he shouldn't be in the White House grounds, except maybe to mow the lawn, and that's with an escort. All right? George Bush, senior or junior, do not belong in the White House. These are evil people. Bush, senior, sent us down this dark trail of a new world order, hook, line, and sinker. And him being in charge of the CIA only helped his end of the situation. I'm not going to say it. That's wrong. I'm a Christian.
Well, you know what? Let's change course just for a second here. One thing that I learned, and folks, I don't know if you've heard about this or not. I was looking at the SARS-CoV-2, Fauci, Collins, Daszak, you know, the University of North Carolina, Charlotte, and looking at that entire spread. And I found this, I started digging, and this is something not quite ready for prime time yet, but I've found probably a dozen. Think about this, a dozen Bio4 safety lab, or I'm sorry, labs that should be classified as Bio4 safety labs in the U.S. in different states. Now, one thing that didn't get any press was the finding in Reedley, California here recently of a lab that held all sorts of viruses, viri, I don't know what the, we're talking Ebola, just all sorts of things, across from a school just down the road from the city hall in the middle of a populated center. And how they found it was a housing code director was checking out a complaint about a hose coming out of a window or a wall, and upon checking went inside and found out this was a lab. This was a bio lab in Reedley, wow. California. Okay. Now here's the weird part about this. So I started looking more and more, and if you look at some of the data from the CDC, there are unofficial labs like this, and I'm thinking about 12 that I'm comfortable saying in different states. But folks, watch this video real quick here. This is that extra video I sent to you. It'll be in the program description box. This is the new director now of the CDC after Walensky resigned. This is Mandy Cohen. And Mandy Cohen was a health and human service director for North Carolina prior to getting this position. And I'm telling you right now, she is Biden's press secretary makes this woman look like a scholar. Okay, if you can just play a few minutes of this video here. This is a lawmaker. I'm not sure. I think this was health and I'm not sure which committee this was. Oversight, perhaps, or it was a breakout committee. But watch this, and RT, I want to get your reaction to this, and think about this for a moment here. And this is edited for time. Go ahead.
Chairman Dr. Cohen, I appreciate you being here today. In addition to being a member of the Energy and Commerce Committee, I serve on the Select Committee on China. The Select Committee recently published a bombshell bipartisan report. You're aware of it. You've said on the illegal biolab that was discovered in Reedley, California. This warehouse was located in the center of a small town just across the street from an elementary school and a block down from the city hall. The clandestine, they're calling it a biolab, was a disaster waiting to happen. The CDC's response, or rather the lack of response, clearly endangered millions of Americans. There were a couple of things that really stood out to me. The first is that the CDC's Select Agent program completely failed the people of Reedley, California. The CDC literally refused. They did not respond when they were requested. They responded months later, and only when Congressman Costa made that request to come to the town and assess the situation. The discovery, I remind you, was made by a housing code inspector who was tracing a garden hose that went in a window. That's how this was found. It took a phone call from Costa to get there finally. Once the CDC arrived months after the first request, the investigation he conducted was completely unprofessional and inadequate. And I say that as a professional in the field. The CDC didn't test one vial, even the ones that were labeled tuberculosis, SARS-CoV-2, and Ebola. An entire refrigerator listed, labeled Ebola, that is a select federal agent, by the way, and HIV was there. This is This facility is completely unlicensed warehouse, no licensing whatsoever. Over 20 potential pathogens, over 1,000 transgenic mice humanized. There were zero isolation facilities that would be necessary to either legally or safely handle these agents. And perhaps most egregious and simple-minded, the agency didn't even bother to translate the Chinese labels. There were some vials that had only Chinese labels. Didn't even ask for a translation on this. Amazing. When local officials started to dispose of these materials, they asked CDC what to do with the Ebola. Again, a federal select agent. And a CDC branch chief, I have these emails I'd like to submit for the record.
Without objection?
Thank you. CDC branch chief belatedly responded saying, we don't see an urgent need to test these samples at the moment. Most of the material we identified was not considered a serious threat to public health. HIV, SARS-CoV-2, hepatitis, malaria, and Ebola, not considered a serious threat to public health. The conclusion made by the experts at CDC that a refrigerator labeled Ebola was unlikely to contain Ebola. And you look at the totality of this situation, it reads like a nightmare, a horror story. In what world is this okay? How do you expect the American people to take our public health institutions seriously when this is their reaction to a very real situation? CDC should not ignore pleas from local public health. And by the way, the California Public Health Service asked them to sample this stuff too. The CDC should test substances if requested by local government. Surely that meets a threshold test. And I'd like you to explain, is the CDC supposed to be the first line of defense for human infection agents in the United States?
Well, thank you, Congressman, for the opportunity to respond. There were a number of inaccuracies in that report, and so I want to make sure you know that when we were asked and invited by the leaders of that investigation, FBI, FDA, state and local officials, we did deploy. We did look at, we were there for a 2.5-day investigation, and we did not see any evidence of select agents. Not only did we look at all of the paperwork, the vials, the freezers,
Because we're running out of time, let me reclaim it. Yes, they responded, but they did not respond when they were first requested. They responded months later. And we have that on. I mean, we had that examined by the FBI. Came to our committee and told us that. That's who we got that information from. If you have better information than the FBI, you need to let us know.
Great. We would be happy to share the more about the timeline. But when we were asked, we did deploy no select agents on site there, and we
can. You didn't test for anything.
Well, so right, this is where our experts did a 2.5-day review. I want to address what you were talking about related to Ebola. When we heard after the fact that someone said something was labeled Ebola, we took 300 pictures. We did not see one bit of evidence.
It was on the front of a refrigerator.
We didn't see that. We asked folks to say, "Do you have a picture of that? Could we validate that for someone else?" No one could validate that for us.
So we blow off the California Public Health Department and say, we don't believe it.
Okay, you can
obviously my time is
HagmanPI.com. The link will be there. But Brandi Taylor,
he should have handed her ass. I would have been laughing. I'd have been pissed.
Oh, man.
I don't understand this. You know what? If we had made a phone call 15 years ago, 20 years ago, and with that information, we would have had a SWAT team down there.
Do you remember, do you remember during President Trump's tenure, there was a military incursion in Los Angeles, a couple of helicopters, military along with federal and I think local law enforcement.
Yeah, vaguely.
They raided this a house or a small business in downtown Los Angeles, and supposedly this was kind of like that, but not necessarily like that.
Anything that's bio, it deserves absolutely the utmost emergency.
Yeah.
That's not even you know what I'm saying? They don't give a damn about us.
No.
Just know that.
But
know that.
Who, who ran that? I mean, you know what wasn't, and I tried to find this. Who signed that lease? Ran that? And I found nothing.
Yeah, that's what worries you when you can't get the information.
Oh man! And right now, like I said, about a dozen, based on the information I've got, about a dozen non-sanctioned or sanctioned, but not.
But that shouldn't be in anywhere near a school.
No,
you know, I mean, it's just, no matter what they come up with, this is wrong, wrong, wrong. Everything is wrong. Unbelievable. But do they think somebody just threw a refrigerator in there and put a name of something on the outside just for giggles?
Yeah.
It's like a Halloween prop.
We didn't see anything. Well, we have pictures.
What killed the mice?
Well,
let's start there.
Chimera. I mean, human. My goodness. So things like this are happening under the radar. And government's out of control.
Mm-hmm.
And
our government is not working for us, people. You talk about taxation without representation. Our federal government, look at the borders. They're not representing us.
No.
Look at all the stuff. Everything they are doing goes against common sense. And it certainly goes against the conservatives in this country. I'm talking about everything with the transsexuals and the groomers and everything that's going on is destroying this nation. There is a war. There is warfare right now that is designed to kill Christianity and to kill the middle class. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a battle of good versus evil. Plain and simple. Good versus evil. When is it enough?
I could not have said any of that any better. Randy Taylor, RT@HagmanPI.com. If you want to converse with
him. Drop us a line. That's fine.
Yeah. And of course, Doug at
Hagman. And please keep the Christ in Christmas when you send emails.
Yeah. Do not send Xmas. Okay.
I know. I've gotten a few, and it's like, look, I respect whatever, but don't drag me into that. All right.
Yeah.
Christ is what Christmas is all about.
Amen
it's
to
not,
that.
It's not about Tonka toys.
No, that's for sure. And please, let's start praying again, praying at meals
and
hitting our knees at night. And
let's start meeting at the dinner table again, families.
There you go.
Find out what's going on in your kid's life. You don't even know half of what's going on. You don't know the troubles and tribulations they're facing in school. If parents knew that, we wouldn't have high school shootings. It's not about the guns.
Man.
It's about something happened at school and nobody addressed it. The kid feels hopeless, okay, and decides to do something. We can stop that. You can stop that just by communicating with your children. It's not up to the government to raise your children. And that's the problem with people today. They think, okay, I sent them to school. Boy, that's some time off. They'll take care of them for 8 hours.
No. Yeah, well, I go to work or the
they're grooming them. They're grooming them.
Eyes, the drugs that the children. Boy, yes. We've got so many problems. But I'll tell you what, we could start with prayer.
Yeah, we could start. But Doug, you're right on what you said. Let's start with prayer.
You know, that's the only thing that's going to get us out of this right now. Is we could talk politics all day long, but boy, especially now. We need prayer more than ever. And folks, please, please hit your knees, pray hard.
I'm going to say, I don't know if I'll see you later this week, but I'm going to say Merry Christmas right now, and if I don't.
Well, I think you and I will probably get back together here at some point this week.
Cool.
I hope so, too.
We love you guys. This is why we do it.
Right on. God bless you, my friend.
Right on. Thank you.
All right.
You too, brother.